Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that hanging around the right people can help lift depression and sadness off your life? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. But we are in the book of Esther, and the end of the book is a good ending. It's the ultimate ending, actually, for the Jewish people. They are delivered, they are saved from an attempt at genocide, from an attempt at just annihilating them off the face of the earth. And it says in Esther chapter 8, verse 16, that the Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. And I've been saying earlier that whenever the Holy Spirit moves, He brings joy. The Bible even says when we go to heaven, Jesus described it as this, that we'll be welcomed into heaven with these words, come in and enter in to the joy of the Lord. You know, heaven is described as a place of joy. The Bible says that when one sinner turns to the Lord here on the earth, that the angels in heaven, they rejoice. There's joy in heaven. If you have this image of God as being this sour, you know, serious, somber, you know, overly intense person, that's not Bible. The Bible says heaven is a place of joy. Heaven is His home. And it even says here on the earth in the book of Romans that the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whenever God moves, there is joy. He moved in the book of Esther, in the story of the book of Esther, and great joy came to the Jewish people. So I want to encourage you and I today that we can live in the joy of the Lord. It's real. Now, I'm not saying that you're not suffering from depression, or maybe you don't know someone suffering from depression. It's a real thing in our world today. The modern Western world, about 20% of adults will suffer from some form of mental illness in the course of their adult lives. So this stuff's real. Trauma is real. Sadness is real. Grief and loss is real. But I want to encourage you and I today, from the Word of God, that Jesus can lift us out of sadness. Jesus can lift us out of depression. And in the New Testament Bible, the book of Acts chapter 2, it says in verse 42 that those who believed, they continued steadfastly. Steadfastly means consistently. Steadfastly means all the time. It doesn't mean once. It doesn't mean they gave it a go once, didn't work, they gave up. Steadfastly means it became a part of their lifestyle. So what I'm talking to you about today, you and I need to make it part of our lifestyle. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Well, that's the Word of God. The apostle doctrine is recorded right here in this book. You and I can read it, we can receive it, and we can believe it. It can be planted in our hearts. But the second thing that they did is fellowship. They continued steadfastly in fellowship. Now, fellowship is a spiritual thing. It's not just friendship. You know, we can have friends that aren't Christians, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you might work with people, you might have neighbors, you might have old friends from your childhood. The Bible doesn't say you should stop being friends. You can be friends, and that's a friendship. But fellowship, I mean, that's a whole new arena. Fellowship is when two Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, blood-washed temples of the Holy Spirit, Jesus-following, Jesus-worshipping, people get together. And something happens spiritually to us when we fellowship. When you share your heart with someone who's on fire for God and who's walking with God, their heart, their faith, it rubs off on you. The Bible says in Proverbs that as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Now, I shared earlier that, you know, I went through a really tough season a couple of years ago with real trauma, real grief, real loss. You know, one of the things that got me out of that was fellowship, talking to the right people. So glad that prior to that, I'd, you know, built into my world good relationships, good, strong relationships with strong Christians, many of them leaders and pastors, you know, people overseas, people in Spain, people in America, people in Africa, just people in Australia, just different Christian leaders that I already knew. And as I started to share my heart and my journey with these people, God used them to lift me out of that pit. God used them to encourage me and pray me and just, you know, just build me out of that season of life I was in. I want to encourage you today, if you're struggling with depression or you know someone who's struggling with depression, one of the keys for God to set them free is fellowship.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.